In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is in every God.
You know, when people go and visit, holy elders, you know, Starets or Yoronda, they often ask for a word. And what that is that's asking someone who's united themselves to Christ in a more full way than the pilgrim, the person who's going to them, to share a word of wisdom, a word of encouragement. And there are encouraging words and there are hard words. There are things that are easy to hear and things that are difficult to hear. And the scriptures are like this too. There are many things in the scriptures that are wonderful, joyous things that in a sense are easy teachings. And then there's parables like the one that we have today, which can be a difficult word. It can be hard to hear our God being compared to a hard man reaping where he did not sow and gathering where you did not winnow, and thus causing the servant to be afraid. And so what do we make of this? What do we make of the parable of the three servants? Well, first of all, it's interesting because, as one of the ancient writers points out, there's two different kind of versions of this. In Luke, each person is given one talent, and the multiplication of the talent is greater percentage-wise. They're each given one talent, and one grows it to 10, one grows it to 5, and one just hands back the talent. In St. Matthew's version that we read today, the first servant is given 5 talents, and the second one 2, and the third one 1. St. Gregory the Great speaks about this, and he talks about what those talents may represent. And he says that the 5 talents given to the first servant are the 5 senses. It's the ability to discern, the ability to see God in all things, and it's in a sense kind of a wholeness that first servant is given basically many gifts. A lot of gifts, a lot of talents, a lot of abilities. He's given a lot from God. And then the second one is given 2 talents. And St. Gregory said those 2 talents can be theoreia, in other words, theory, the knowledge of God, but also practice. That the second servant understood the teachings of God, but also placed them into practice. And that the third servant was just given knowledge of God. He was just given understanding of God, but didn't even, in a sense, return that, didn't grow from that. And we can see that each of the first two grew. The gifts that they were given from God, they nurtured those gifts and were able to give them back. St. John Chrysostom compares it to preaching, saying to those who have been given the gift of preaching, if you don't nurture it, it goes away. And if you do nurture it, that it returns manifold, and the manifold blessings that it returns is the spiritual growth in those who hear, and also, I would say, in the one who's preaching himself. I always feel that first and foremost, I am preaching to myself that I need to hear what I have to say in order for my own salvation. But however you look at it, what's happened here is obvious. What's happened is the first and second servant have taken what God has given them and recognized it as a gift from God, and in their thankfulness have wanted to return that. They wanted to, in a sense, kind of pay it forward. I heard once of a parishioner speaking to his priest, and he said, well, the church has done all these amazing things for me. The church has done this and done that, and I feel like I need to repay these things. And the priest responded to him, no, that's not how it works. It's not that the church is a bank that gives out a loan and expects return. Instead, the church and those in it have recognized that they've been blessed by God, and they freely give. And then those of us, all of us, who need to receive from the church, and that's all of us. I've said many times that the needs that we have here can be filled by this community, by this ecclesia, this group of us that are called out, this gathering. And that once you have freely received from God through the church and through its members and through whatever means God uses to give, that you then freely give. And that's what the first and the second servants did. They recognize the gifts they were given, whether they be talents, whether they be gifts of what they can do with their hands or with their mind, or whether it be actual talents, which, you know, in this story is money, whether it be money that they then freely give back to God to get, you know, through tithing and through giving alms to the poor, whatever it may be. They recognize that as being from God, and they, in a sense, passed it on. They passed it on to bless those around them. And the final servant did not. He took what had been given by God, and he didn't recognize what a gift it was. One of the ancient writers talks about even that one talent being a great gift, that we shouldn't look at things kind of through worldly eyes and say, well, this person has this gift, and this person has this gift, but instead we should say, thank you, God, for whatever small amount it is that you've given me. And so the proper response is that thankfulness to God, and then saying, how can I share this? How can I spread this? St. Gregory the Great also compared that one talent to love. That the one gift that God obviously gives all of us, whether we have a beautiful voice and can sing with the choir like our choir so wonderfully does, or no matter what gifts we have, the gifts of administration, each and every single one of us has gifts. It says that the gifts are varied, but the Spirit that gives them is one. And so each and every one of us has gifts, and has gifts in a sense in a different measure, as it says here. But no matter what the gifts are that have been given, and no matter how they're viewed in the eyes of the world, which is not how God views them, he views them each as special, as important. As it's written in St. Paul, that the eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Just because a gift isn't as upfront doesn't mean it's not as important. But instead, no matter what gifts we've been given, we've all been given love. And like I said, St. Gregory says that's the thing that he didn't return. That's the gift that he didn't grow, and that's the one gift that we should all seek to grow, is love for our God and love for those around us. It's the great commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And what a blessing that is. What a gift it is that God has given us this love, and that he gives us these opportunities daily, on a daily basis, to show our love to him by being in communication with him through prayer, by seeking to do the things that the gifts that he's given us through the church of fasting and prayer and reading the scriptures and reading what he's written, but then also to show our love for him by showing the love to those around us, whether it just be in our family, just by being loving and merciful and gracious and submitting yourselves one to another, husbands to wives, or whether it be our parents, submitting to your parents, or whether it to be strangers on the street, people who need an encouraging word or need some help with alms or that kind of thing. That's what we want to do. We want to take that gift, all of those gifts that he has given us, and to nurture them and to use them for the furthering of his kingdom, for our salvation, to the salvation of those around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.